This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. And we're launching into the third hour of the program. Are you scared of the future? Are you scared of robots? I'm not talking about the Terminator, although there is a new Terminator movie coming out.
Jeez.
Are you not excited about...
All right, if you want to get into this, I'll get into this briefly. Terminator Genesis ruined the entire concept of the Terminator because it leads to an infinite regress of always going further back in time to kill the last Terminator that went back in time. There's no real way out of that conundrum
at
this point.
You're our resident expert.
I'm not an expert.
A man has thrown down the gauntlet here.
No, I'm definitely not an expert on the Terminator films.
What do you think about Aliens and Predator?
I love the Terminator movies. I mean, most of them. I've only seen the fourth one, like, one time.
Okay.
The fifth one, the Genesis one. I liked Genesis. I thought it was really entertaining.
Fine, if you want the entertainment value, but what they do, they went back in time and killed the original Terminator. So Terminator 6...
I don't even remember.
Right, so there you go. So Terminator 6...
Wait a minute, they didn't kill the original Terminator. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you, so here's a spoiler alert.
Right there.
Arnie gets upgraded at the end of Genesis. He doesn't get killed.
Well, no, but the opening plot is they go back in time to stop the original Terminator from killing Sarah Connor. Initially, right? Then they did the whole face thing on Arnie and whatever. And all I'm saying is, if that's the plot of the newest movie, Terminator 6 is just going to go back in time to kill the Terminator that went back in time.
The new movie's going to ignore the other movies, from what I understand.
Well, good, because they screwed it up already.
This is going to supposedly be a sequel after Terminator 2.
Okay.
So they're going. That's why they're bringing back Sarah Connor. They're bringing back Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor. They actually got her out of retirement.
And the Sarah Connor Chronicles also ruined the entire timeline because they jumped like 10 years forward.
But that was also a good show.
Right. For entertainment value, yes.
So are you one of these canon-only people to where it has to like completely meld in with whatever the official
canon to make sense, mm-hmm. right? If John Connor is like 24 years old in Terminator 4, he can't jump 14 years into the future and be a 10-year-old at the same time. That's all I'm saying. Like, watch the backs, watch the movies before you write the new ones. So you
have
at least
you
have
seen
some
Highlander?
Sort of I've seen the first Highlander because they screwed it up in Highlander 2.
Oh,
yeah, Highlander 2 is notoriously a bad movie.
Highlander 2 is one of the worst movies ever made.
Right.
And to have Sean Connery in one of the worst movies ever made.
It's travesty.
But, you know, they went on with the series and all this other stuff. So they kept having to cobble these things in because it was such an awesome movie. They had to do something more.
No, they didn't, because the first one was there can be only one.
Yep.
And then there was. And then they went, nope, sorry.
Now
there's a series. And there's plenty of them.
Which is popular. It was a popular series. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, a new intellectual property that's just as entertaining.
Yeah, but Hollywood's out of ideas, so keep repackaging the same old
Matrix
stuff.
Matrix 4, Terminator 6.
They are doing a Matrix 4, that's right, and I'm ready, man. Bring it on.
Well, if you all want to watch Jupiter Ascending instead, we've gone to the theaters and actually supported it, and the Wachowskis wouldn't have had to come out with Matrix 4.
I actually did go watch that in the theaters.
You know, after we talked about that, I went home and watched it again.
Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah.
I did go to the theater and see that one.
I love it.
All right, so let's continue here. We can talk about more about the future with robots and the fear that people have surrounding this and the critique of Bill de Blasio, who is announcing that he wants to have a government program get in the way of any kind of development and tax companies to death, basically, if they decide they want to add any form of automation. But let's continue with you've got the American Institute for Economic Research saying this is the worst regulation ever proposed.
Right. So automation advancements also creates new and better jobs. It isn't always clear initially how automation will affect workers. For example,
and that's the fear of the future, right? Like, people don't know what's going to happen, so they think it's going to be the worst case scenario.
Yeah, and you get that a lot when you propose the idea, you know, for me, right? When you propose the idea of a world without government, right? You go, well, the worst thing that could happen is gangs and whomever takes over and warlords, and everyone always looks at the worst case scenario mm-hmm. as opposed to the potential upside of a world full of freedom and voluntary interactions amongst people.
I think it speaks to the individual you're talking to and their opinion about people in general.
I think it speaks to people using poor diction. You're never going to have a world without government. You're going to have a world without the state, because the state is an antiquated notion that's basically evolved from slavery, and the idea that an organization is going to claim to govern you in a monopoly status and force their governance down your throat is not the kind of thing that's going to live in an internet world. But as long as libertarians demand to use terms like, we're going to eliminate the government, they're going to continue to get the results, which is people saying, whoa, you can't live without government, and they can't. There must be government.
They're not being as picky about that word as you are, Mark. People don't think about government like you're talking about it.
Well, they understand that there must be governance for the human primate. It must have governance. Now, admittedly, it can't have a lot, like socialism, great idea, bad species. But ultimately, that's what we're talking about here, is that when you say, well, when you eliminate government, when you talk about eliminating government, you're talking about, well, the water mains don't work and, you know, everything that goes into it. Sorry, got to have better diction. If you want to convince people, you got to abandon bad terminology.
So the concept that I wanted to bring up earlier with regards to the automation was from a couple callers ago. Was the idea that this had to be rolled out slowly so that it didn't affect people too harshly. And similarly, when we talk about the end of the state or no governance, right, it's always, well, this can't happen because those people aren't ready for it. So we, the people who want to live free, who want to live a voluntary lifestyle, are always living down
yep.
to the expectations of, like, the lowest common denominator people in society. Mm. And as technology advances, we're always slowing down technology so that the slowest members of society don't feel left behind. And personally, well, I don't care.
Just have the flip phones for them, right? I mean, we don't need that. So in a free world, people can have different levels of technological interface if that's what they want. You want to live in a tent in a national forest? By God, get out there.
Right. And I agree with you. But when we have proposals by the mayor of New York City, presidential yep. candidate, going like, we're going to slow down innovation so the slowest members of society can keep up, or we're not going to eliminate the state because too many people will be affected harshly up front, you know, through that freedom increasing process, I'm like, no, I don't want to live down to your lowered standards. I want you to rise up to mine. And, you know, and maybe it's a diction thing, or maybe it's just the mentality of always being, you know, needing that handout, needing that help out, as opposed to, like, the last caller from the oil rigs, having the tenacity to go out and do things yourself and make things happen on your own, as opposed to standing aside and letting things happen to you.
Right. And it's the people that are the latter category that the politicians know are ripe for a picking. They want to pander to those people.
Yeah.
They want their votes. They want to encourage them to be weak.
That's what voting has turned into. It's forcing your neighbor into a form of slavery to appease you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it's tyranny.
Tyranny of the majority.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On the minority, the individual, the freedom lovers, the
producers.
Yeah. Politics mm-hmm. is basically threatening your neighbor.
That's right.
All right. For example, back to the article, automated advancements. In the early 1980s, many feared ATMs would make all bank tellers irrelevant. Instead, we got more bank workers, but they are now doing different jobs.
By the way, I saw an article, I think yesterday, that the ATM is now 50 years old.
Nice.
50 years.
And there's people that still prefer to walk into the bank and have a face-to-face interaction.
Absolutely.
With the bank
teller.
Sure.
Yeah. But if you just want the cash... Right, the machine's there for you, and convenient when you need bail money, because a lot of times the bank's not open at that time
mm-hmm.
of night. Just saying.
Wait a second. I mean, don't they have like $300
depends
limits?
On the bank.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes it's $5, and that's usually enough.
Having never gotten bail money out of an ATM.
Well, I'm sorry you live a boring life.
Maybe my bail's just too high.
Now they're doing different jobs. How would de Blasio's plan have worked back then?
Yeah, great point. We'll get into coming up. Because, again, this comes back to what I said in the first hour. Is like, this all sounds so familiar. You know, the constant pushback against automation isn't a new thing. It's just now there's a new generation of politicians who's capitalizing on it and trying to make a name for themselves and win votes and get more power. 855-450, free like freedom. If you want to join us on the radio, you can here on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll free number is 855 450 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, you can call in on our Discord call-in lines, which is actually where we've got a couple guys waiting, over at discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. That's discord.lrn.fm. Also, coming up this weekend, the State of Anarchy guys are putting together their first conference. They're calling it Anarchadelphia this September 13th through the 15th. It's a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to promote self-ownership by shining light on issues ranging from geopolitics, blockchain economics, and spiritual health and wellness, as well as by exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Jeff Berwick, Derek Bros, Luke Radowski, Carrie Wedler, and many more of the most influential minds in the freedom community. All Anarchadelphia guests are invited to attend three uniquely stylized after parties Friday through Sunday, where they can let loose there with their favorite freedom advocates. You can go to anarchadelphia.com and follow them on social media for updates. That's anarchadelphia.com. It's coming up this weekend, September 13th through the 15th, but definitely not too late to get involved. As we go to Tritium, he is in Virginia Beach, and Tritium, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I am close to Virginia Beach, but yeah, I'm calling about the topic du jour, the automation thing.
All right.
And first of all, I mean, sum everything up in the first sentence. I have it on pretty good authority from various people that pretty knowledgeable that people are going, automation is not going to like go crazy, eliminate jobs, eliminate human labor inputs, employment, and it'll, like every other major innovation and major change through society, people will find other jobs and other things to do, and the economy will change, but people will still have something to do.
What authority are you speaking from? You said you have it on good authority.
Yeah, who told you that?
I mean, I just gathered that around from various people that seem to have pretty good, like, you know, bona fides about what they've said in the past. That it's a lot of alarmism from a bunch of people that I, like, you know, but
beyond what people are saying, you can also go back and look at the past, and that's what you were sharing with us, Richie, yeah. Was, you know, from the 1980s, they were afraid of, what was it that was?
ATMs.
ATMs were going to destroy the teller industry.
Yep.
It didn't.
Don't forget that Japan was supposed to take all our jobs.
Mm.
Well, the candle makers were really threatened by the electric light bulbs.
Oh, yeah. And,
I believe a candle store just opened here in Keene within the last 3 years, one of them Yankee candles.
I'll bet it's scented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to, yeah, but I did want to mention, though, that, I mean, we're actually facing a much, much bigger technical innovation. This is automating certain businesses, of course. You know, we've been under a capitalist economic system since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. And technology is really pushing us in the direction of a post-capitalist future if people have to take some modicum effort to almost basically be an anarchist, and that right.
I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, because the term capitalism is very divisive. So how would you define that as far as the current version of capitalism versus the post-capitalistic future?
Strictly like the kind of, you know, historical, technical definition of capitalism as a system of, I mean, as a radical libertarian is what I identify as. I would define it as a system, somewhat centrally planned system where the production inputs are controlled by an economic elite of
oligarchy.
Government.
Yeah.
Yeah, the economic elite of government privilege, that's the word I was looking for.
Wasn't
government
that crony capitalism?
Well, hold on. I'm not going to...
That's capital. That's the definition of capital.
When you use the Socratic method, you ask them what definition they're using, and then you use it. Rather than parsing words and arguing about, well, you're wrong, that's not the definition of capitalism that I like, going back and forth.
Well, I don't like the word capitalism at all, because there's nobody that agrees on what it actually means, and so I just throw the whole thing out.
Which is
capital is basically that the group of people or that mass of wealth that basically controls the the distribution of resources through investment and the what the you know like the communists would say the means of production, and that's what it meant. And the word capitalism was basically the predominance of this system in controlling society and the economy. And a more decentralized economy would, by definition, be less capitalist. So what I'm basically referring to is the ability that we have the ability to use technology like 3D printers and molecular reactors and in your own basement. I mean, the technology is here in a basement, in a small warehouse. People, anybody can, and without asking permission of the government, and that's very important when you think of the things you can do with this, you can create, you know, hard, durable goods from plastics, from even metals now, 3D complex goods, moving parts. You can create all sorts of molecules, some of which are heavily controlled under intellectual property, for example. There are people out there making pills that are sold by pharmaceutical companies at $1,000 a pop for pennies on the dollar.
Really?
Without asking permission.
Well, the same pharmaceutical companies are also selling it for pennies on the dollar in foreign countries.
But wait, are you saying you can just cook up pharmaceuticals in your basement now with relatively affordable technology? I was not aware of this.
Like a CRISPR machine?
Cutting edge, yeah, but this is being done by people underground, actually, and they're not completely underground. They're open about it, but it's highly illegal, obviously, in many situations, and they're giving out the medicine. But
well, Trump's going to have a trade war with those people.
Yeah. But,
how do they do this? Mark, you used the term CRISPR. This is this new technology that allows DNA manipulation, right?
Yeah, I don't know about the molecule manipulation. I don't know anything about it.
I mean, how? What are we talking about here? Is this like $20,000 for one of these machines that just lets you make drugs? I mean, what do you? I don't know anything about
this. Think of a 3D printer. I don't know the technical. I'm not a technical guy, but think of a 3D printer, but with molecules.
A chemistry set.
Wow.
Yeah.
A chemistry
what
center.
What do you put into it?
Medicines, basically. What? I mean, any medicine.
And what do you pour into this thing? Like, you know, it's not plastic, so, like, what do you...
I'll put some links in the Discord.
Yeah,
I don't know everything myself. And these are anarchists that are basically behind this. And same with 3D printers. I mean, we're at the point where you don't need capital, massive amounts of capital and investors to manufacture, to create things that we need to grow.
And that's amazing.
Food. The
that's
way
great.
We can grow food is crazy.
Yeah. It's bringing the cost down, and that's true across the board. You know, it's so much easier now to, you know, create your own videos and audio on the internet. The price, you know, the barrier to entry is far lower than it's ever been. I mean, you can use your phone to create an audio program if you wanted to. You don't need fancy equipment, fancy computers.
Fancy degrees.
Video editing is now in the hands of the average person, whereas you used to need tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment to do this stuff. And as you're pointing out, the 3D printing, this is, you know, we live in an amazing time, and all these costs that are coming down, the barriers to entry coming down, means more people can enter into these marketplaces and create new services and products. And thank you, Tridium, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You lower the barrier to entry, the more competition comes in, the more new ideas, the lower the prices. That benefits everybody. There's more on the way here. 855, 450, free. And, of course, robots will bring the costs down even further. It's Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And we're going to continue with taking your calls and thoughts. We can also continue with more on the worst regulation ever proposed. At least that's according to the American Institute for Economic Research, talking about Bill de Blasio's opinion piece from Wired Magazine, published probably within the last week, about how he wants a new government agency to basically stop progress when it comes to robotics and automation systems, get in the way, create new taxes, demand
licenses,
licensing, basically say to a company, you can't add that robot, you can't automate that until you pay big money to the government, until you give severance packages or guarantee to rehire the same person in a different task. And it's just ridiculous fear-mongering based on, you know, nothing except for just plain old scaring people about what the future holds. We can talk more about it, but let's go back to your calls and thoughts first. Rain is on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Rain.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering, I really want to talk about Bill de Blasio now that I kind of tuned in late and I didn't know that that was your main subject. But the guy that called himself Tritium, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the Tritium generator. How come we haven't somehow or another developed that technology. And
what is that?
Is this the radioactive salt one?
Yes, it focuses a sapphire laser onto a vat, which creates heat and generally and basically has no radiation coming off of it to speak of. And they're using it to focus a laser beam and turn it into heat energy.
A friend of mine is a big fan of this.
So you're saying this is like a highly efficient way to generate electricity?
Power. Yeah, and power.
Well, okay. it's you could put it in a box the size of a refrigerator and set it on the corner and power the neighborhood.
Right. Sweet.
And you don't have to worry about a nuclear meltdown or anything like that.
We've been talking about this stuff for years.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. Sign me up. I'm 65 years old. And, you know, or at least for the next 2 hours I will be. And I'm amazed at the technology that I hear about, that things that are supposedly on a shelf somewhere, that we haven't brought them out there yet.
Well, because big oil is holding them back.
Sure they are. You know, I don't believe that.
That's interesting. I'd never heard of tritium before. I know we've talked about thorium versus uranium as far as the differences between the two, but I know nothing about tritium.
Well, it
is something called tritium. I did just look it up. It's you know, different from thorium. I don't know how it's different.
So
they were
talking about powering an automobile with it at one time.
Wow.
By 2022, there was an article that I'm driving. I can't get my BlackBerry right now and look at it. But
you have a BlackBerry?
I did nothing but BlackBerry. But,
didn't they come back? Didn't somebody like buy the brand and
maybe? I don't remember.
I have a Priv, and I love my BlackBerry.
Tactile buttons.
No, you know, this is the only thing that Kim Kardashian and I could possibly have in common is the fact that she lost her BlackBerry and it broke her heart.
Rain, I want to say thank you for calling in tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for sharing that with us. Obviously, there's a lot of really interesting technology that's out there. And, you know, is it a plot by the oil companies to keep down good nuclear power or what? I don't know. Good question.
There's a BlackBerry T2 that exists now.
It's a newer product?
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't mind the label conspiracy theorist, but a lot of those new technologies just don't have the regulatory environment to allow them to expand as rapidly as they could.
Meaning the government is standing in the way of them developing this?
Because they worry about the safety issues, right? It's radioactive. It's nuclear. And since politicians and elected officials don't have the knowledge or the intellect or the experience working with that type of thing to really parse it out and understand what the potential is. Again, just the fear of what could go wrong or the potential for what could go wrong halts the technology from moving forward.
Right. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He is on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Gene.
Guys, I got a new example of why trying to shrink government is pretty much like beating your head against the wall.
Okay.
We've got Ron Paul when he ran, and he had so many delegates. And then when it gets time for the convention, they make up a bunch of, they pressure everybody to vote for McCain, and all Ron Paul's delegates just basically disappear.
So they're already, by the way, there was before you go on, there was a headline within the last 24, 48 hours, GOP plans to drop presidential primaries in 4 states to impede Trump challengers. So apparently the Republican Party...
There you go, stealing my thunder. That's
exactly it's already started for 2020, where they're trying to just basically say, well, we want Trump, so we're not even going to let Bill Weld or whoever else is in the race have a chance. Joe Walsh, apparently, these other challengers according to this story at MSN
Does Trump
News.
Have a Maserati that goes 185?
Okay. Let me
Is that the same Joe Walsh?
I think so. No, it's not the same Joe Walsh.
Let me jump in real quick. I'm not a Republican. This is just the GOP perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's the old term, like, those who fail to learn history are doomed to repeat it. This is a plan from the GOP to avoid repeating history in which there is a strong challenger to the incumbent president, weakening his challenge, weakening that incumbent president before the general election. And in the past, right, if there's a strong challenge in the primaries, the president loses in the general. So the GOP does not want a strong primary challenge to Trump so that he's strong going into the general election and therefore doesn't then lose to a Democrat, repeating history that has happened within the last few decades.
So here's the point I'm trying to make anyway, is that you can't win a game if the other side has all of the marbles.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like if you're playing a football game, if you're playing a football game and the other team has your playbook, it's exactly what we're looking at right now, because every time we try to make a move to promote liberty or to advance liberty, they change the rules. They go in and they make it so that nobody can, get on the ballot and so on and so forth.
I don't think you're going to find liberty in the GOP primaries either, though.
Like
Ron Paul's not there. You're not going to find it.
Or the Democratic one. So sure. They're both two sides of the same coin that make sure that the status quo continues. And the status quo is that it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to erode liberties until something causes it to collapse. I'm thinking that's probably going to be a financial collapse. But when it does come, I mean, it's going to come eventually. Everything falls. Rome fell. It took 1,000 years or whatever, but Rome fell. They all fall, and the USA is going to fall. So,
yay!
It
can't happen soon enough.
Well, Happy New Year!
It's going to be a real rough time for people still in the United States when that occurs.
That is true.
I mean, that's not going to be a lot of fun.
You mean are they going to like attack it within? You mean they're going to like roll in tanks or drop bombs?
Just take a look at what it's like for everybody who's in some empire that falls.
Yeah, it's going to be financially
Estonians have
very
done better.
Bad.
Estonia was an empire.
People,
they were part of the Soviet Union.
There's going to be a lot of deaths. There's going to be a lot of deaths. It's going to be very, very bad. People that can't get their medications, people that can't get clean water.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, there's too many people.
Just because the federal government fails doesn't mean the water supply is going to fail in Keene, New Hampshire. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, if you're collecting your rainwater, that's one thing. But
doesn't need the federal government to continue to clean the water supply.
It's not just the federal government that's going to collapse. If the financial crisis hits, it's going to hit all local governments just as hard, if not harder.
Local governments that get assistance from the state or the feds, these sorts of things that get redistribution from richer areas. You never know.
Hang on, Gene. We'll continue. Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Just dial in now at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget to check out more of Richie on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
At anarchistexperience.com, you can download episodes. You can subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, more subscribe to the podcast. We do the live show, but we haven't really like broadcast it because no one really calls in. But we do have caller numbers.
It's hard, man. Some nights we don't even get phone calls, and we're on a bunch of radio stations. It is what it is.
But the number's there on the website, so you can call in, leave us a message, tell us what you think, and then we'll talk about it or invite you on some other way to have a discussion.
What was the topic of discussion this week?
Is the office of the presidency too powerful?
Yes.
Yes, well, yeah.
Should not exist.
Should not exist. You're right.
The whole federal government shouldn't exist. And that's what Gene, the Christian anarchist, is talking with us about here. He's talking about the government goon squad coming to an end. So you are saying it's going to be ugly. It's going to be dangerous. They're going to lash out. It's going to be deadly. Tell me more.
Well, I don't think they are going to lash out. I don't, because it's like when the Soviet Union collapsed, the government went away overnight, pretty much. You know, it took a little while. But once the checks stop coming, or once the financial disaster happens to where federal money is no longer any good, people are not going to show up for work. The FBI agents aren't going to show up for work when they're not getting a check. The police goons aren't going to show up for work when they're not getting a check.
Not for long. So, I mean, we did see for some amount of time they did continue to show up during the government shutdown last year. I think it was last year.
A lot of that was because they know they're going to get paid eventually.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. They're going to keep going for some amount of time, but after months, they're probably going to give up.
Yeah.
So, and when all that happens, and when the food trucks stop rolling because people don't have, I'm not going to show up to drive the truck if I'm not getting paid, that it's going to take a very long time to rebuild another structure that will take care of all that. In the meantime,
for a lot of people, yes.
Yeah, in the meantime.
But now, wait a minute. Let's look at Venezuela right now, where you do have a situation where the government money is near to worthless.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's still spendable. You can, if you've got stacks and stacks and stacks of it, you might be able to buy a beer, or, a dinner or something like that.
Get on the gas.
You can still spend the money, and people are going to obviously spend it as quickly as they receive it, so it doesn't continue to devalue while it's in their hands. But businesses still exist in Venezuela. I mean, they're struggling. It's hard to put food on the table. But a lot of
people are also leaving Venezuela.
If they can get out.
Those that can afford it are
leaving. But that hasn't stopped the government from continuing to, just completely rape the populace there.
Well, Venezuela does have the advantage of having countries around it that have some kind of an economy going, and some of that trickles into the Venezuela, and some of those people can also migrate out into those other countries.
So we're all going to Canada.
If the USA were to have that happen, it's basically a worldwide situation.
As the reserve currency of the world.
Yeah, we're not going to have neighbors in Canada helping us out or Mexico helping us out. It's not going to happen.
Well, I don't think business is going to stop if the U.S. dollar fails. They will go somewhere else. They will find something else to trade in.
Yes, some businesses will continue. Your local welding shop, he'll probably trade for silver.
Take crypto, silver, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the transition from taking USDs to crypto, although if, USDs collapsed, it would be bad for many companies, but they can still accept, there's an alternative right now today, and it's not Apple Pay, it's not Google Pay, it might be Facebook's Libras or whatever the heck they're pulling out, because that's not necessarily tied to a particular currency.
It's tied to multiple currencies.
Well, that's a problem, and because once the dollar collapses, the euro is and the pound are right behind it.
The fallout is going to be mainly those who are currently dependent on government financial services.
For sure.
Whether they're welfare recipients or government employees or anyone, any of the crony capitalists who can't compete without government protection.
But
that's a lot of people.
You think, Gene, that the federal government is going to go the way of the Soviet Union, where it basically just implodes quickly, as opposed to, say, this Venezuelan slow fall into just the toilet, basically. I mean, the Venezuelan situation has gone on for years now. For most of the last decade, it has gotten really bad, but it's continually gotten bad, and it hasn't been an overnight failure.
Well, I think there'll be a slow lead-up to the collapse, but once the collapse happens, I do believe it'll be pretty fast. But yes,
I think it'll be sudden.
The currency is going to take a while in order to get to the point where it's just totally useless. But once it reaches that point, yes, I think that the federal government will be gone within weeks.
Well, if it does take a while, then that at least gives people the opportunity to get something else. If they didn't think it was important to diversify themselves now, they will start to think it's important as soon as the dollar starts dramatically losing value, in the same way that many in Venezuela are absolutely interested in things like cryptocurrency, because they see that as a better store of value than the bolivar.
The funny thing is that you can go online and argue all day and all night with a bunch of preppers about what's the best knife, but talk to them about cryptocurrency, it's like, wow, I don't want to get any. You need to be prepared for the future where the dollar collapses.
Well, yeah, but if you're a prepper, you also believe that the electricity grid's going to go down, in which case crypto would be useless.
You may believe in that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a variety of catastrophes that could happen, and if you want to be prepared for them, having some cryptocurrency is not a bad idea.
Wouldn't hurt. I agree with you, but it's not where you should put all your eggs, I don't think. I think you need to have a diversified, you probably want to have some toilet paper, you probably want to have some bullets.
22 longs.
Yeah.
The problem for a lot of people...
Cigarettes.
The problem for a lot of people is because the lead-up is going to seem like the lead-up has been in the past, where, the boom-bust cycle, right? The bust happens, but then it's followed by a boom, or there's some sort of recovery, or the government steps in to assist whatever is going on, that when the collapse actually happens, they won't be prepared for it because they think it's part of another cycle. So it'll pass. It'll be a long build followed by a sudden collapse of which there will be no recovery. And while people are waiting for the recovery to happen, that's when people get scared, people get, angry, people get violent, because they run out of their prepped stuff, and then where are you going to go get it?
Well, the
black market.
Half of the nation lives in a small handful of cities piled up on top of each other like shoeboxes.
That's going to be a bad scene.
Those cities are going to be horrible.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
They're going to be like zombies coming out into the hinterland trying to find a radish to eat.
Well, they got guns in the hinterland. So
yes, they do.
That could get ugly. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Sounded great there on our Discord server.
Didn't they pretty much get rid of the guns in Connecticut and New York State and
New Jersey?
I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem there then.
David is in New Mexico online, listening on TuneIn. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's many, many things that you didn't quite understand tonight and not enough time to get into them all, but you're in that slow buildup right now. You're in it now. And the cryptocurrency, I have gone personally on multiple occasions as long as 8 months without going to the store to buy a single thing or having a single thing delivered to me, which is far more valuable than having a bunch of cryptocurrency and nobody that will sell you anything because it's priceless and they need it for themselves. And, since you brought it up, remember that in real life, scene, Terminator movie scene that I'm in with Arnold Schwarzenegger, just me and Arnold on a deserted street at midnight.
Wasn't this a dream you had?
No, this was in real life. It really happened. I'm on the street and, with my girlfriend, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming towards us, and we pass in the night and exchange words on an empty street at midnight in the middle of winter in Minneapolis. And he's coming down the street in a full-length leather trench coat looking exactly like a scene out of the Terminator. But anyway, and nuclear power, my cousin Ernest Orlando Lawrence, since you brought it up, Laurentium is named after him.
He's jumping all over the place. I thought you were going to tie Arnold Schwarzenegger
I am, but you
just
gave
everything
me 2 minutes.
Everything we've talked about.
When you
stopped
talking
down to 30
over
seconds.
Me. 30 seconds. So anyway, my cousin was the first to split the atom. Look him up, Ernest Orlando Lawrence. And you misunderstood a whole bunch of things. The guy in Germany was trying to tell you that you need to start thinking outside of the box. You need to stop thinking about exchanging goods for money, because if the trend continues, goods will become like air. It's just there. It doesn't cost anybody anything. Yep. You want a Mercedes? Just think it, and you'll have a Mercedes. That's
your 3D printed Mercedes.
You're thinking too much in real practical terms as of today. You need to start thinking more theoretical.
Well, this is why people can't predict the future very effectively, because they only live in the now and they don't have all the data that they would have in the future. So it can be difficult to know what's going to happen. Thank you for the call, David. And the people that can predict it correctly will profit. If they do the right things.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They got to predict it and act on the
prediction. And invest into things or whatever.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
Whoops.
Hey, we're out of time. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us then over at freetalklive.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.